Oh, hey. It's you. Good to see you again. The Dark One let you out of your studies early again. Yeah. I can see why he might be frustrated with you. You're too attuned to white magic for someone as vile as him. Brilliant father, huh? I'm sorry. That was too harsh of me. Anyway, how have you been doing? That's great. Don't let what he says get you down. Just because you don't revel in destruction like your older sister doesn't mean you're a failure as a mage. Besides, I prefer white mages. Much more pleasant to talk with, as our lengthy conversations can attest to. You know, I just realized something. Today is my birthday. No, I'm not going to badger you about not getting me a present. You couldn't have known. It's been 4 months since I was imprisoned here. 4 months since we brave and noble knights stormed the tower of the Accursed One, hoping to put an end to his cruel reign. And for what? We were swarmed and defeated within minutes and locked up immediately after. Those of us he didn't immediately break down into either were put here to be tortured for information or held for ransom. Some birthday, huh? What? Oh, no. Don't look so sad. It's not your fault. Listen to me. You may be his son, but that does not mean you share any of the blame for his actions. I know what you're like. You're someone who wants to help. That's why you took up white magic, so you could heal people instead of maiming them like your sister. You are one of the kindest, sweetest people I've ever met. If it weren't for you, I would never have been able to endure what he's put me through. I owe you my life. Don't you ever forget that. No, I'm not lying. It might be weird saying this, but right now, you're my best friend. And given what I know of your, unfortunate life story, I'm your only friend. Guess we're both prisoners of your father, huh? Don't feel bad, though. If it weren't for him, we would have never met. Silver lining! Being able to talk face to face would make this so much easier. I feel like I can't convey my true thoughts through bars like this. You think the same way? And you have a way to fix that. Well, don't hide it. Show me. You jerk! You can't just walk through walls without any warning. That's not so cool. You're so mean. I guess that was pretty cool. When did you learn face magic? I guess I shouldn't be surprised you picked up another magic that fast. What? I look cute when I'm angry? Is that so? Anyway, what did you come down to see me for? We only spoke yesterday. What? You have something to tell me? You're gonna break me out of here? Are you serious? No, I'm not unhappy, just in shock. I've been locked up in here for so long that the outside world feels like a distant memory. But if you can really get me out of here, that would be incredible. But what about your father? Really? He's out on a mission and won't be back for days. That's awfully convenient. I suppose your sister won't care about your whereabouts, though, to check in on you. And with the guard levels strained as they are, my absence won't be noticed for a while. Nice magic uniforms. So, we're going to just walk out the door dressed as scouts? That's so audacious, it might just work. Tell me, Prince of Darkness, why would you go to all this risk for me? If you were caught, your father would inflict on you 100 times the tortures I've suffered. Even you couldn't last through that. No, it's not a risk to just brush off. You don't know how anxious it makes me, knowing that your visits here endanger your life so. Every time you leave the dungeons, I feel so terrified that you might never come back, or that you come back only to join me in the adjacent cell. I care far too much about you to just let you ignore the risks, so tell me, what makes it worth it? Why would you do this for me? No, that's not it. It's the right thing to do, doesn't justify you putting your life on the line for someone like me. You're the Prince of Darkness. You could do so much for the world. Why would you risk throwing it all away for a lowly knight like me? You love me. Well, that's certainly one way to give someone a birthday surprise. You're not lying, are you? Because I don't know if I could handle that. Please be honest with me. Don't lie to me just to get me to go with you. Oh, it's the truth then. You've loved me since you first laid eyes on me, but didn't have the courage to go any further under your father's eye. I suppose I can accept that answer. Well then, let's get on with it. Hurry up and get changed, Prince of Darkness. We don't exactly have time to spare. Honestly, I almost didn't think this plan would work. You really need to work on your acting. I thought for sure we'd get caught by that one captain. It feels so good to be outside again. The sun feels so nice. So, now that we're almost to town, I think we need to return to the issue at hand. I've given it some thought, and I think I love you too. That's the best you'll get, your princeliness. What? How long have I loved you? I guess it really wasn't that long after we first met that those feelings started developing. It was about 2 months after I arrived here. Most of my fellow soldiers had already cracked under the torture or chosen death instead, but I'd managed so far. Your father had his methods, though, and I was on the verge of giving up. I felt so weak and powerless, and if it had gone any longer, I would have surrendered. And then, I met you. The first time I saw you, I thought I was seeing a ghost. You were still so scared back then. You spent so many days building up the courage just to talk to me. Your father and sister had really done a number on your self-confidence. But one day, you managed it. I was in a very bad way back then, covered in bruises and cuts, a broken leg suffering from an infection that seemed to never heal. It wasn't just physical. My mental state was hanging on by a thread. I felt like I was dishonoring the memory of my comrades and my kingdom by even considering giving up. It was getting harder and harder to even think happy thoughts at all. I was hunched over, covered in blood, and crying my eyes out like a pathetic, miserable wreck of a knight. When I felt a touch on the back of my neck, suddenly, it was like all my pain was fading away. I could clearly think for the first time in a while. I picked myself up, turned around, and saw you. You were so afraid. You flinched away from my gaze, but you had the courage to turn back. and you stared. We both did. Just taking each other in. I think we were both aware, on some level, that this wasn't an ordinary meeting. When you explained who you were, I could see you expected that I would hate you, but I never did. I didn't see a tyrant like your father, or a tyrant in the making like your sister. I saw a kind, sweetheart of a boy who couldn't leave a poor knight like me in pain. You saved my life and showed me I still had a future. I'll never forget that. Though, it's not like I never did anything for you. I remember how shy you were around women. It took me ages to teach you how to do that properly. Evidently, it worked, if you're going around confessing to them. Oh, that's the town. Let's go. We really need to hurry and find an inn. I'm exhausted. And I can see that you are too. You have the gold for one, right? This room is super nice for the price. I'm happy. Though I suppose any room is nice compared to my old cell. That bed looks super comfy, though. I guess it's not much compared to whatever monster of a bed your room in the castle was. Oh, we're not going to be doing a whole lot of sleeping yet, are we? Whatever could you mean? Actually, let me answer that. Lean against the wall. Don't be shy. I swear you'll love this. Just close your eyes and let me kiss you. See? I knew you'd like it. I certainly did. Your lips taste so sweet. Let's do it again. Wow. I love this so much. I love you so much. Say, do you want to go further? Like, all the way? Do you really want me to say it, idiot? I want to make love with you. Yes, you heard me right. I've never been more sure of anything before now. I want you to give yourself to me in body, heart, and mind. I want to give all of myself to you as well. Do you want that too? No, don't worry. It doesn't matter that you're not experienced with this. I am, and I want to help you. So just lie back on the bed and let me make you feel wonderful. Let's start by taking those clothes of yours off. I'll start by sliding that top of yours off. Oh, wow. You've put on a lot more muscle since we first met. Still not as much as me, though. Take your gloves off. And your shoes. One last item of clothing to go. Let's get it out of the way and... Oh my god. No, there's no problem. It's just... That is one good-looking cock. Let's get going now. I'll wrap my hand snugly around it and start stroking up and down nice and slowly. feels so warm and hard. It's really nice. I can tell from the blush in your cheeks that you're loving it too. Let me spit on my hand a bit. Just to make it feel even better, I'll go even faster now. Does that feel good? Yeah. You like that. I'll give you something you like even better. I love your hips bucking into my hand. Come on. There we go. Your cock feels so good in my hand. I love having it pulse for me. Oh, wow. You're getting close already. You must really be loving this. Let me use my mouth as well. I want to taste all of your seed. You taste so good, my prince. The seed of a powerful mage, certainly. Let me clean you up down there. I hope I'm not being too bold in asking this, but could you serve me too tonight? Really? That's great. Don't worry that you don't know much. I can guide you. Just let me change out of this dull scouting uniform. So, what do you think of me? I know I'm nothing special. I may have had a few, encounters before now, but truth be told, that was mostly due to being the only woman in my division. At home, I never had any attention from men. I was always the quiet type. A bit like you, I suppose. My body was never beautiful. I was always so plain, and months on a prison diet hasn't helped. But please, tell me what you think of me. Don't hold anything back. I can take it. Really? You think I'm gorgeous? I'm so touched to hear you say that. So, what part of me do you find most beautiful? My long, flowing black hair, my tanned skin, my beautiful breasts? Oh, I can see that your gaze is aimed a little further down. I know exactly what you're looking at. Yes, I'm wet. Dripping even. It's been running down my powerful thighs for a while now. All because of you, naughty boy. What are you going to do to make it right? That's right. You're going to make me feel insanely good tonight. Let me climb on top of you and straddle you, right above your eager face. You may be a prince, but tonight, I am your queen. And you're a duly devoted servant who'll do anything he can to make his queen happy, won't you? Oh, I can tell from the way you look at it that you can't wait to get started. Let me just lower myself gently onto you. Show me what you've got, my little prince. Wow, that's amazing. You're inexperienced, but you're so eager. Oh my gods. I can't help but buck my hips against your tongue. Oh, it feels so good though. Keep going. You're doing great. Right there, that's the spot. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come, you brilliant man. Was amazing. You are so good. Let me climb off of you now. Easy does it. You look so happy. You must have really enjoyed pleasing your queen, didn't you? I'm glad. But you look so out of breath. Are you sure you'll be able to keep going? Ah, of course. I should have expected you to have a spell for that. So, let's get to the good part. Just keep lying down there, and let me get on top of you. Aw, you look so nervous. It's adorable. Don't worry. You don't have anything to be afraid of. Don't be scared that you won't perform well, since this is your first time. I know what I'm doing, and I'm in charge. I'll make sure that we both feel good. I'm already straddling you. Just let me grab your cock, line it up with me, and slide it. And... Oh. It's all the way in. Your face looks so cute when you're having sex. I can see the pleasure radiating out of you. It makes me even more aroused. Your cock feels amazing all the way inside of me. Let's get started then. I want to make us both feel amazing. This feels so good. I love getting to ride you like this. Let me speed up. Ah. 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 Ah.
absolutely delectable with your face all flushed like that. I bet this is the best you've ever felt, my little prince. It's about to get better. If I'm being honest, this is the best I've ever felt too. I'm not lying. I know I felt fucked a lot of people before. Yes, it's different when it's with someone you love. Every movement sends waves of pleasure coursing through me. Yes, yes, that's what I like to see. That passion in your eyes is driving me wild. When you thrust back up into me, it feels so incredibly amazing. I can feel myself getting closer to orgasm already. What? You're close too? Of course you are. I can feel you so twitching and so hard inside of me. This is going to feel so great. I want to feel like this forever. Let me go even faster. I want you to feel even more incredible as we climax together. Come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Never come that hard before. You look amazing from up here, my little prince. You did amazing. You are amazing. Let me just climb off of you and lay down here next to you on the bed. I still need to catch my breath. Aww. Don't get shy on me now, Prince. I only wanted to give you a hug. You'll let me do that, won't you? Good. Wow. Your body feels so warm. I feel so good. Lying here with my arms around you. Oh, you're going to travel to the capital of the Light Kingdom tomorrow to meet with their king. You're going to offer your services in their army. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I know you always want to help people, and I'll be there, right by your side. I'm your sword and shield, my prince. I will always protect you, for as long as you need it. Still, we still have the night to ourselves. Right now. I don't care about anything else, except lying here with you. You might not be the Prince of Darkness anymore, but you'll always be my prince. I finally found the man of my dreams, and I couldn't be happier. Let's drift off to sleep, together. Tomorrow will be a new start for both of us, the start of the rest of our lives together, forever. I love you, my prince.